people that own the house.
Right, okay.
And then, oh, how do I get to the next photo?
You gotta go that way, because you're...
Okay, so I think you have to go back and forth, but...
Oh. Is that the front?
That's the front of the house. It used to be white.
Yeah, it was
you
white.
Put the shingles on it. So push this one. I'm on the website. Whoops, it's the same picture.
Just different. Well, I guess the shingles are okay. Geez, it's really got a lot of trees around it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. The driveway?
Where?
Into the house.
Is this the road looking into the house?
That's the house. It has like a circular front driveway.
What is this?
They've added that.
Maybe, yeah. Right? It had a circular front driveway?
No.
Oh, the pond, yeah. Yeah. Jeez. I guess it's been a long time, obviously. Far out. Oh, they've put a little deck out there, have they? Is that that's the back.
The house you moved?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's the roof we were on top of. What is this? I can't tell what that is.
So someday you're going to come across that newspaper article. I just know it.
I know.
Huh.
They were the nicest couple.
They've lived the garage.
5 years or something.
All right. Is that the nursery? So that's still there.
Yeah, but they built it into a room, I thought, where the nursery was. Or like a little side solarium thing.
This is the house that we grew up in New Jersey. Now, I mean, it doesn't tell you much, but that was like a nursery that Mom had a lot of her plants in. So that window, I'm guessing, will be the bedroom window that John and I came out of and climbed up onto that rooftop there. I'm guessing by the looks of it.
I can tell you definitely if I looked at the picture.
Yeah. Well, it'd have to be because it's right there. And it was like a 3-4 story drop down one side. We were only like, 4, 5?
No, you were younger. Betsy was 4.
Wow. Geez, that has changed so much. The garage is behind me. The basement door is open in the middle of the photo that leads to the laundry room. The sunroom doors are near
the
refrigerator.
I can see them so much better on the iPad.
Sorry.
Hmm.
I was looking through a little tiny phone.
You were probably 4. Or 3, a little over 3.
Huh. Those look uncannily like the ones down in Lee's Drive.
Yes, don't they?
Yeah.
Those bookshelves? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh, geez, pinball, nice.
Did your samples come?
Basement.
Yes.
Wow.
You did? Aren't they fabulous?
Angie at the top of the basement steps, okay.
Really?
Because didn't the stairway up to the second floor curve, you know, have a landing?
Yeah,
like
it went
you
up,
went up,
it went up,
and then you had
and
a.
And it went up again.
Yeah, because didn't want to go up a couple of steps, and then you had a room.
And there was a door. Yes, they wouldn't let us in there. It was their daughter's room. It was a total
mess.
Yeah, because
that's where.
That's your room.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they wouldn't let us in that room. It was a total mess.
And the bathroom was right at the top of the stairs.
Yep, straight ahead.
Far out.
Aren't they? You're gonna get so many compliments on those when you go back home.
Up till
awesome.
That is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get so many compliments on those sandals.
Carter, when we moved into this house, it was on 7 acres.
Wow.
And the reason that the couple left was because an interstate highway was coming right through the property.
287.
And they were going to be tearing the house down. So we were able to rent it for a while. And when your grandfather was recalled to active duty during the Pueblo crisis in 68.
I've never even heard of the Pueblo crisis.
Yeah. Pueblo. You know, that was...
What is the Pueblo crisis?
Pueblo.
Pueblo.
The Pueblo was a ship that was disguised. It was a Navy.
Cool.
It was a spying ship.
For the U.S.?
Yes.
Or for somebody else?
No, it was ours.
Okay.
And they were too close to the North Korean water, and they were
caught
and captured.
Yeah.
And Lyndon Johnson said we'd go to war.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
To get the ship back. And he recalled 3 active duty, inactive, but fighter squadrons.
On reserve?
On reserve. And your dad's was one of them. He was stationed in Willow Grove. He'd go there for a weekend warrior project. So we had 24 hours notice. He was on the news. I called him at work. Have you heard? He hadn't. I said, you've got 24 hours.
I'm surprised he hadn't heard. I thought they'd be like tracking them down.
No, it came, the telegram came to the house.
Oh, okay.
And...
Yeah, I remember it was pre...
He
cell
I mean,
phone stuff.
That's all I had.
Yeah.
He left and we were in limbo for a while. They were training and they were going down to Jacksonville for further training and to take over on an aircraft carrier. So I put the house up for rent for a year, and then I had to choose what was going into storage and what we were going to take to Florida and what I needed, because I was going to Barrington and then up to Michigan with Ann and Larry, my sister. And you were born in May, so you're still a baby.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but I just think it was such turmoil. It was emotional time. And your dad had left. And one morning, I got up, and you were in the bassinet in our bedroom. And I opened the bedroom door where the guys were. They weren't there, but the window at the end of the room was open. John had taken a drawer out of the chest of drawers that you have downstairs.
What chest of drawers downstairs?
The painted one.
That goes back that far?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you...
No, it doesn't. You're right, it doesn't. It doesn't. That I got in Virginia. But anyway, he took a drawer out, had emptied the clothes, had turned it over so they could use that as a step to get to the window to lift the sash.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a peaked roof there that went over the little walkway to the garage. And they'd obviously climbed on that, gone over the other side, to the other side of the house, which was at least a 3-story drop to the ground, a 4-story if you went down to where the basement came out.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just shooting the cars.
Oh, God.
On the roof. Well, it all worked.
It did.
We got our
we
asses
all
kicked.
Survived.
We all survived.
So what
well,
did you do? I mean, did you get out and get down on the ground?
No, no, no.
We
they came back through the window.
Yeah, came back through the window.
You're up on the
were
roof?
You waiting for
yeah.
them to come back through the window?
This window opened
hell.
Up on part
I'm
of the
sure
roof.
I'm sure you did.
Mm.
Did you
so
scream
you
out the window?
You better believe I did.
Another part of the roof we went higher.
God.
And we climbed up that. And then we were just sort of laying, if I remember right, on the ledge, you know, just sort of, you know, pretending we were cowboys or whatever. You know, not worrying about the danger of
falling. I think, didn't they do it again and somebody came knocking on the door? Because they saw him from the road?
No, we were stealth.
I don't think so.
No. But John, when he was a toddler, had walked off from a birthday party in the center of Basking Ridge. And there was an excavation behind this house that went way down. And the moms were all talking, the kids had been playing. We went in to sort of help get ready for the little party cell and the cake, and all of a sudden where the hell is John? He wasn't with the kids. So all of a sudden it was like, where did he go?
Yeah,
well, of course,
the worst.
No. You go out, look in the yard. They couple went out to the street, look over where the excavation is, thinking the worst, the most worst thing that could have happened. Call the police. And about a couple minutes later, a patrol car came up with John. He'd been just walking off. He was about a mile down the road. Just walking, doodling along, happy as a clam. And then you did it.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they were building the highway behind the Sugamellis.
I don't remember Sugamellis, but I remember train tracks at the
yes.
train station.
Yeah.
Oh my, you remember that.
Lots for little boys.
It was such a safe neighborhood.
Yeah. It was. But the thing is, when we'd moved the house, and we didn't know anything about house moving, and had chosen someone who was in the biz. He was the cheapest of the couple of other people. And it got so far, it was January, and we were renting a house in Morristown. And he got the house up. You know, everything had been turned off. It was raised about 6 feet. They would put the whatever underneath it, so it was, the only way in was up a ladder. And friends had said, you better check on your house because they'd seen some people had come and dug up plants and stuff.
From the old place or where it was getting ready to be settled?
No, from where it was before it had been moved.
Oh, okay.
There were there were some pretty things there. So your father would take a sleeping bag, and he had a shotgun or a gun of some sort, and a kerosene lantern. And he put up a ladder, and he'd go up the ladder to get into the house, because there was no electricity, there was no heat, there was nothing.
Any furniture?
No. All the furniture was there.
So all the furniture was in the house?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't strapped down or anything, or...?
Well, we'd taken the pictures off I mean, I didn't know how to move a house, so everything on the walls was down in boxes.
Okay.
But then what do you do? I mean,
so
it was
people
there.
Would try to steal the bushes around the house?
They'd been digging up plants. They hadn't actually gone into the house.
Okay.
And that lasted about 3 or 4 nights, and with no water, no electricity.
Just waiting for the house to be moved.
Forget it. Well, this guy took off with someone's wife, and the house sat there, and it sat there.
Oh, goodness.
And the weather started to change, so instead of having frozen ground, we now were having sort of mud.
Yeah.
We had to hire another house mover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a mess.
They had to come in and use planks, and they'd move the house and then take the planks from there and move them. And we went across the fields and down this hill, and they had to sort of raise the house up to get over this little stone bridge and into the plot of land that we'd purchased, which was a hill. And they'd excavated, and there was this pond and everything. Well, it got to a point where I had spent one month with Lee's family out on Long Island. They had one bathroom. Andy was in a crib out on a sun porch with no heat. We were all crammed into this little, it just...
What month was this?
This was now February.
Okay, oh, cold.
So Mom and Dad said we could come out. So I went out with the boys. And Lee came out for a while, but had to come back for work and check on the house. So it was sort of a...
So was Betsy born yet, or is this before Betsy?
This was before Betsy.
So this was in 67?
No, it wasn't. She were born.
February 67?
You were a baby.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it was
February 68.
68.
Okay.
My mind's gone. But anyway.
So all three of you, though.
So.
That's Arizona.
So Lee came out and said, you have to come home. So we came home. And the only way in was about a 12-foot plank from where the driveway was to a side door of the house. And down here was the excavation where they were still building the basement level.
Okay.
They hadn't yet turned the heat on. We had water.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put big kettles on the stove and wash you in the sink. And I'd carry up pots of water up into the tub. And because the house had been delayed, all the people we had come, you know, had signed up to work on the house, well, they had taken other jobs, so it was piecemeal. So the electrician came to hook up the hot water heater, and he put it in upside down or backwards. So I would leave in the morning. Put John was in kindergarten. I put you in a daycare, and I took Betsy, and we go to the grocery store. And we got to know the clerks, and we'd walk up and down the aisles, and they'd give you grapes, and I'd go to friends, I'd take laundry.
Lasted
for months.
Are they playing?
I don't know.
But anyway.
Fell downstairs.
It all got done.
Yeah.
So how many months did it take before the house was finally ready? Sounded like it took a while.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
We had to put a sump pump down in the basement because when there was a big rain, the creek went down the side of the house, overflowed into the pond, which overflowed the whole yard.
Oh.
It was,
yeah,
it was
back then.
And we'd gone, remember Ann and Larry came back with the kids, and I have pictures. There were snakes in the window well and at the front door. I was scared to go outside.
They were probably just little black rat snakes.
They were
garden
bigger
snakes.
Than that. They were bigger than that.
Yeah, they're probably like 6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't be scared of that?
No.
No, I wouldn't want to hold it, but it doesn't scare me. I've run past them all the time. The government center. But I wouldn't want to pick one up. Like, apparently I picked them up when I was younger because I didn't know better. I just pick them up, play with them, put them down. Now I would never do that. I don't want to be anywhere near one. So I understand, because I keep waiting for Ryan to come up, because they're all over those woods and stuff, and the creek. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised Ryan hasn't come back yet.
Yeah.
I told him if he did, he'd be dead man.
Do you remember the Easter that I wanted to get, because we were in the country then? I wanted to get a little duck for Easter.
No, I don't remember that.
And I went, and they said, well, we could only buy the six of them at a time.
Live ducks? Or?
Little chicks.
Okay.
So I got six little chicks.
I'm sure Dad must love that.
Oh, he did. And
yeah, I bet.
He
animal in the yard.
He built. They were too young to be outside because it was too cold. So going down to the basement, went down half a level, which was where the hot water heater was, and there was a little landing there.
Yeah, so wasn't that where the laundry machine was? Because isn't that where the closet sort of opened up and you came out there? Yeah, that's where you kept, like, foods on the shelves. Like little
Well, this was this was down half a level.
Yeah.
And so he rigged up a light bulb on a string and put in some wire mesh, you know, garden.
I can't believe Dad did that.
Yeah,
although
he did.
That's nice of him, because
it was.
It just seems out of character.
Remember when that tree got knocked over and they had the squirrels in there?
Yes, and we put them in and tried to nurse them back.
Trying to nurse the squirrels?
Yep.
Did they die?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah.
But they tried.
We
tried. You knock the tree over and there was
but anyway,
squirrels in them.
So we raised these little chicks and it smelled like hell. I wouldn't believe the smell. Oh, God. It was so bad. But finally we were able to, you know, put them out in the pond. And that was great. Got rid of all of that. And then we had friends who had a lot of money, the Van Rensselaers. And they had a casino party. And they
brought the chicks?
No. This is where we added the Banty Rooster.
Oh, my God.
Shouldn't have taken.
But what was it?
We went to this party, and they had casino tables and crap shooters that they'd hired to come in, and they gave us paper money when you went in the door, and you played all these different things, and at the end of the evening you had all this paper money, and then you bid on we didn't know what it was. It was a surprise package.
Oh, God.
Was it a live rooster?
Friends.
Oh.
That's not nice friends.
And
you a rooster.
And you take a rooster home?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was a
Banty
Lord.
Rooster.
Yeah.
And let it run around the yard?
Well, we had
I bet you did. I remember this
well,
at all. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Did we come dinner one night?
No. But
well,
but then
the
we had.
But I remember the rooster because, we crowed freaking
4 in the morning.
3:30 in the morning.
Well, it thought it was a duck, and it would follow the ducks down to the pond, and it would wander around till they came out. And we had a three-car garage back there, and so they all sort of lived in there, and then someone had dropped off a couple of kittens.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember the kittens?
I'm kind of remembering now. I remember sort of all these animals.
Yeah.
Yes. It's
and then
coming
your dad,
back to me now.
Your dad wanted a dog. He wanted a hunting dog. So then he built
that's hilarious,
a run
about dogs
that we weren't allowed to play with it or anything. It was strictly to be a hunting dog. But it was the runt of the litter, and it just chased butterflies. It didn't want to. He was so mad.
That dog did not last long in the Hill household.
Nope.
Didn't do as he wanted.
Ferdinand the Bull.
Well, come on, we better go. I gotta get some sleep.